Well, the weary folk of Melbourne had hoped the days of lengthy lockdowns were behind them, but today they were told they are stuck with restrictions for another week after the state recorded 6 new COVID cases. It's also now been confirmed a second resident of a Melbourne aged care home has tested positive. Victoria's chief health officer says unless this latest outbreak is quickly brought under control, the state may not be able to rid itself of community transmission. From Melbourne, Samantha Donovan reports.
It's the news Melburnians have been dreading. The lockdown will continue for another 7 days. Victoria's acting Premier, James Molino.
The best way to stop this virus is via vaccination. But as we know, only 2% of our population is fully vaccinated. If we let this thing run its course, it will explode. We've got to run this to ground, because if we don't, people will die.
A few restrictions are being relaxed for Melbourne residents from tomorrow night. People will be able to travel 10 kilometres from home rather than just 5, and students in years 11 and 12 can go back to school on Friday. For regional Victorians, the news is better. Providing testing and tracing goes well over the next 24 hours, their restrictions will ease tomorrow night. The 5 reasons to leave home will be removed, shops can reopen, they'll be able to travel around the state, including to Melbourne if necessary, and limits on numbers at gatherings will be eased. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says it appears people are even getting this Indian virus variant in well-ventilated outdoor areas, and he had no choice but to recommend the Melbourne lockdown continue.
There are a dozen countries that had no community transmission going into 2021 that have now lost control and will probably not bring it back to a point where they've got no community transmission again. We have to take a path where we drive this virus back down completely so that we can get control into the longer term.
Professor Sutton says he's confident restrictions in Melbourne will be eased in a week's time, but there are no fixed targets to trigger that at this stage. The confirmation of a longer lockdown is devastating for struggling Victorian businesses. The acting Premier has announced a $209 million support package for those in hospitality, creative industries, retail and events. That's on top of a $250 million package announced last weekend. And James Molino is again asking the federal government to reinstate a type of JobKeeper program for workers who aren't being paid during the lockdown.
And I do hope that the Commonwealth will swiftly confirm that they will step up and provide that support. If they do not, I'll be raising this directly at National Cabinet on Friday.
The Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says the government will discuss the proposal with the Victorians, but again, he's not sounding keen on the idea.
Our position in relation to the first week of the lockdown was very firm. Namely, with a short lockdown, the states have a capacity to provide that response, as they did, and we welcomed it, $250 million. But the facts of the matter have been that we have already delivered around 3 times what the state has delivered into that state.
In New South Wales, a public health alert remains in place after a man from Melbourne was in Jervis Bay, Goulburn, Vincentia and Hyams Beach on May the 23rd and 24th when he was possibly infectious. Anyone who was in those towns and visited an exposure site listed on the New South Wales Health website must get tested, isolate and wait for further advice from the department.
Samantha Donovan with that report.